What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
Welcome back to our show. Hour number two, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, and we're talking with Peter in Los Angeles. And Peter, if you could just pick up where you left off.
Well, I was talking about all the Israeli connections, the pointing fingers at who did this, Cheney and the deep state guys, but a lot of the Israelis. And another thing to point out was that both Portland, Maine, and Boston, Logan, the security there was handled by Israeli companies. That Marvin
yes,
Bush or whatever handled the security for the towers, right?
Right.
Silverstein, all these guys with the. But to get back to one more point, just this week, Trump had, I think, the courage to say, finally, that the generals and the military in this country, the high command, has an interest in more wars. He came right out and said that, right, this week.
Yes.
And remember what we just talked about, the chain of command, about Mattis and about Milley and about Esper. And then remember also that the secret police, the whole national security structure, not only the military, but the secret police structure like NSA and CIA, mm-hmm. and Department of Justice and FBI, they were involved in the coup against him as well. Right? I mean, they were right. actively involved, and they can't see guys like Brennan and Comey and Clapper. They can't even possibly think about a Trump victory because they might be held accountable. But also, so might their institutions, the FBI itself, the DOJ itself, CIA itself, because they jumped the reservation so criminally, so completely, in inserting themselves in the democratic process in 2016 and after, that honestly, if it was held up to the light of day, they should be all blown up. And so they cannot see this this president get reelected because they might be in prison trouble, or even institutional survivability could be in question. And so all the stuff about Antifa and all that, which is another CIA instrument, right? Soros,
yes.
another CIA instrument. I mean, all this comes into play, Mike. And I, again, I don't see us making it past December without a shooting civil war.
Well, it's so, a very dire prediction, and I hope you're wrong, but it does feel like we're headed toward a crisis of some kind.
I hope not too, Mike, but... Wow, there's a confluence of a lot of events.
Yes,
the fact that all these people are going to be unemployed and kicked out of their homes and their apartments, their cars will have been repossessed. The end of the relief from the government, perhaps. I mean, it's the whole racial aspect of it. It's mm-hmm. it's the perfect storm. So.
Yeah, it is.
Anyway.
It doesn't seem like there's a smooth way out of this mess right now.
Yeah, no, neither side is going to acquiesce to a victory by the other. And the Democrats didn't do it in 2016, and they're primed to do it this time. The Republicans won't allow, because of the mail-in and the vote fraud, that they can clearly see in the brown shirt tactics of the Democrats that are right in your face. When you can go to BLM and there's a direct link to the Biden for President campaign finance thing, which, by the way, there is. Did you know that?
Yes, I've seen that.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it doesn't get any clearer than that. So, you know, anyways, Mike, that's it. I know there's a lot of guys on the line, and thank you for letting me talk.
Not a problem there, Peter. We're going to let you go here and switch over to Don in Arizona. Hello, Don. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. Actually, Peter's wrong. Washington, D.C. does have a National Guard. And, in fact, I'm reading right off of the you just Google it, does Washington, D.C. have a National Guard? And I always knew that because I was in the National Guard myself. And the D.C. National Guard is always considered a special status because they report directly to the president. It says here the D.C. National Guard is the only National Guard unit out of all 54 states and territories, which reports only to the president. So that's why I don't understand why Trump doesn't, you know, activate him when he could do it. I mean, that's what he's supposed to do. He's in charge. He's, in other words, no governor. The mayor of WDC doesn't control him. He does. So there you go. I mean, I don't understand that. Cause there's another one of the things Trump doesn't do, and you can't understand why he doesn't do it. He's probably just getting bad advice like he did with Mattis. And by the way, the whole deal with Mattis, and according to Roger Stone, most of these, all these guys that, you know, they were all ex-military guys that tried to screw Trump around. Mattis, Kelly, the chief of staff, and who was the other one that they, McMaster. According to Roger Stone, it was Steve Bannon that recommended all those guys. I don't know if that's true or not, but Steve Bannon's, kind of in trouble now, too. I don't know what the deal is with Steve Bannon. I never did like that guy. I kind of, nothing about him that, to me, he always seemed like he might be on coke. Cocaine. I don't know. But, which way, I mean, because he's in the movie business and all that, so maybe he was. I don't, maybe not, but, anyway, yeah,
not everybody in the movie business is doing cocaine. Just want to share that little insight with you.
I know
most
that,
of us can't afford it.
The way he talked when he was like, when I tried to listen to him on a talk show and stuff, he just sounded so, I don't know, something about him that just it was not likable. I'm not sure it's cocaine, but I'm just saying that
yes.
Something weird about that guy. So anyway, but yeah, that's the truth that. Peter, if you're listening, just Google that. D.C. National Guard will tell you all about it. So they have a whole lot of people. They have Air National Guard and Army National Guard. Trump is the commander of the District Columbia National Guard. That's all I got. Thanks, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. Dom, we're going to switch over to Steve Elkin. Hello, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yesterday, if I'd been available. I was working yesterday, so I caught the archives on it. Great show. I know that Donald Trump early on in the campaign had talked about reopening the investigation in 9/11. I know that's a touchy subject now with the election not too far off right now. But I would hope in his last term, in his second term, in his last term of being a lame duck president, he could really shake things up quite a bit. I mean, go for it. Just totally go for it. And really try to really expose the deep state, maybe who the individuals are of the deep state, and actually open up this investigation again, because it, clearly the building number 7 is all the evidence you ever need that this thing was an inside job. It was definitely a controlled demolition, and I would like to see that happen if Trump gets a second term, to say go for it. You've got nothing to lose. You're not going to. There's no re-election for a third term, not possible. So just go for it. You know, take on the Fed, take on the phony money system, take on everything you can, because the Democrats really, what's the point of attacking him again now? They're not going to get to remove him in 4 years. There's no way. I would just say go for it. I mean, really make a legacy for yourself, shake things up, really bring out the criminal element of government. Try to bring back some transparency to government, and just go for it. Just go for it.
Well, the only issue I have with the new investigation by the government is it just gives them a chance to polish the lies a little more. And the only way we'd have a real investigation is if it was a completely independent body of people from outside the government, like Richard Gage, for example.
Right.
And, you know, other than that, it's just, again, the government's never going to admit that there was anything funny about 9/11, because it would delegitimize the entire government if the American people really had to confront the lie that was 9/11.
That is true. That is very true. Agreed. Yeah, they're not going to incriminate themselves and expose themselves. It would definitely have to be an outside agencies and several in the world to actually come together and do the investigation. But it would have to be recognized. The findings of experts, you know, these people that in government who were part of the 9/11 commission call themselves experts, but they excluded so much evidence. It would not answer anything that, you know, that was a red flag. Wait a minute here. How is this possible? How is this possible? Why was the thermite in the concrete debris? I mean, these are serious questions that have to be answered. And you know when people dodge the question and dance around it or just exclude it all the way altogether, that it's a cover-up. It's something going on here, something very fishy, and that they don't want to expose themselves. So I don't know. Maybe the world itself, the world court or whatever, the world investigative court, comes together and says, you know what, we'll exclude the government. You don't want to be part of it because you know you'd whitewash it anyway, just like you whitewashed that, and the Warren Commission was a whitewash and JFK's death.
Yes.
We'll just do our own investigation here, and we'll put it out there, and the American people will get it. The world will get the information. Just do it that way.
Well, I think we already have the broad strokes about 9/11, about you know why it was done and who was behind it, and the fact that we were lied to when it was blamed on Osama bin Laden and a bunch of other Middle Eastern people. It was described, as this generation's version of Pearl Harbor. To launch an era of endless wars, which we've certainly had since 2001.
Right.
Anyway, Steve, anything else?
It's kind of surprising that he didn't mention the Project for a New American Century, because there's your blueprint right there.
Yes, that is the blueprint right there.
Yeah. That's it, Mike. Thanks. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch to Mo in Florida. Hello, Mo. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Mike. I just had a little good news, maybe a very, you know, kind of a local thing, but then I had a question for you. But first of all, I've noticed I live in an area in South Florida where there's a large Afro-American black population, whatever you want to say. I mean, it's not large, but, you know, they are here. And I've never been treated better. Either on the phone or meeting them in person or somebody, you know, down, you know, the neighborhood grocery store. I think this thing could be a silver thread in this, because I think the ones that are, you know, doing these crimes are, you know, they're the thugs, just like white thugs or whatever, you know,
mm-hmm.
thugs. You know, and I've never seen, it's just almost like, I think what they think is, they're not stupid. These people have jobs. They realize their towns have been, businesses have been burned down, and they don't want this. They see what's going on. They're not stupid, and I just see good people. It's amazing, because I'm kind of almost expecting some kind of a negative reaction, and I'm seeing the lady that delivers the mail, just a sweetheart, and I see an improvement in attitude, and I guess I'm friendly, obviously, but. It's not like I'm, you know, going up with a big smile, but they're just, it seems like they're going out of their way to say, hey, this ain't us that's doing this crap. So to me, I think Trump could get a huge black vote. I think it could be a record. Because, you know, they don't want this stuff either, Mike.
Yeah. No, I know they don't. I mean, they don't want to be confused for the Antifa Black Lives Matter people.
No, I think it's they're smart. They know what's going on. They're not idiots. They got the internet. But one other thing I wanted to bring up, and I called in when Ryan Dawson had your show, and I know it's a little bit of a sore point. He kind of embarrassed you, and I think he embarrassed everybody. But you know, I thought, you know, the guy, I followed him for quite a while, you know, and I thought he's a very smart guy. There's no question. But you know, when I brought up the question about Building 7 and the implosion, the demolition, he got very defensive and very vague and almost hung up on me, kind of cut me off. And what is this guy, a gatekeeper, Mike?
I don't know where he's coming from regarding 9/11. I'm aware that we obviously disagree on a lot of that. Again, you know, he did embarrass Republic Broadcasting. And at least for the moment, he's banned from the airwaves from this venue. I don't know why he gets very defensive about the demolition issue when there is definitely so much evidence saying that, all three buildings were subject to controlled demolitions.
Yeah, you know, somebody called in and really flipped out on him, and I know you know about it. He called him a gatekeeper, and I thought, what's this? I'm starting to think the guy that called in was right, so... Whatever it is, I'm here a class act, Mike, and he knows a lot better than to use that kind of language on your show. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, he had to know that was his last time. And I don't know if the guy's under stress or he's a gatekeeper, but I'm just throwing that out there. And, you know, it embarrassed me for you.
Well, I don't embarrass easily, thankfully. So, you know, we just move forward and we keep doing what we're doing.
Yeah, you're doing a great job, Mike. Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Carl in Orlando. Hello, Carl. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
You know, it's amazing to me to hear one good caller call in and say we need to know who did 911. And the very next call you have is this regular on RBN that you have all the time, Steve Elkin. He wants to know how it was done. Isn't that a little bit odd? Isn't it a little obvious what's going on here? We have a who did it, and then immediately somebody calls in, and he's so interested in how it was done. Isn't that special? Yeah, this is
no,
how
I
it's done.
I understand what you're saying here, but, you know, some people want the who, and some people want the how. And some people want
the
why.
If you want the how, you are a homo, okay? That's all I have to say to you. Because if you don't want to know who, there's something wrong with you, or you are part of that system. And that's all I have to say. These people that are on this RBN every day, this is what they do. They want to draw you away from who. It's always those same people. Who? And thank you, that one caller that called in and said that. But you're going to get a call from Steve Elkins or any number one of these other people that don't want to know who. And they're the destroyers. And that's all I have to say. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the call. And we're going to be talking about the who both today and tomorrow here. So let's switch over to Mark in North Carolina. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing, Mike? I'm Mike. I wasn't even going to call today, but I just came, you know, when we talked about Ryan Dawson and being 9/11 is tomorrow. I just thought I would comment. I've been following Ryan Dawson for a while, okay? First of all, the fact that he cursed in your show, remember, he's got a different kind of a show. He's got a YouTube show where, you know, cursing is par for course. But the fact that Ryan Dawson, the reason why he gets so angry about people bringing up Building 7 and where the thermite may have been used or whatever else has been used, is because his thing is it's virtually proven that there was a foreign intelligence service involved in 9/11, and that was Israel. The dancing Israelis were nothing more than a foreign intelligence service, and they're guilty. I mean, there's no question. How would they know? How would they know to set up to watch this thing just before it happened, okay, and that they would have witnesses observing them? All right?
Yes.
And then cheering and yelling and cheering when these buildings went down, when the planes crashed into them. And they even said later on, when they unfortunately were released, that's Zirkov or whatever. I got a better name for him, but, you don't want cursing on your show. So,
nope.
When he released him, huh? What? When he released him. But let's put it like this. I pronounce his name with a J. But anyway, he released him, and they... These guys are getting, and they went back to Israel, and they said, we just wanted to watch the event or something like that, participate. We wanted to watch the event.
They said, the quote was, our job was to document the event.
Event, okay. Now, how did they know that event was going to happen unless they were involved, all right? And the only possibility, other than the Israelis were directly involved, is that they knew it was going to happen and didn't want to warn the United States, who was supposed to be their ally.
Well, you see, I think the United States and Israel worked together on 9/11, and that gets back to that whole secret service at the Booker Elementary School.
Absolutely, Mike. I believe the United States, Israel, and Saudi Arabia were involved, and they don't want that to come out, all right? There were certain elements of the U.S. government and probably U.S. corporations that were involved, and that's why I think you get so excited when people start just concentrating on what happened.
Okay. All right, Mark, I'm going to put you on hold. Don't hang up. We're going to come right back to you after these words from our sponsors.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no way, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse every day.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Mark in North Carolina. And Mark, if you could just sort of start up where you left off.
Yeah, about Ryan Dawson, why he gets so excited about, you know, when people talk about Building 7 or where the thermite was used or whatever else. Because Ryan Dawson wants to get right to the part of it. You caught a foreign intelligence service. The dancing Israelis were Mossad agents. There's no question about it, all right? And they were there before this thing happened, and they... Like you said, they said they were there to film the event when they went back to Israel. All right. Now, this is what he's trying to allude to, and he did all kinds of work to get the FBI to finally give up the files on the dancing Israelis. It's not that, you know, there's anything, if there's any doubt about it. There is no doubt the Israelis were involved, whether they were involved actually or whether they wanted to or whether they were wanted it to happen and knew it was going to happen and wanted it to happen. But like you said, I believe this too, that both the United States, elements of the United States government, rogue elements, if you want to say, but that's a lot of the government, Saudi Arabia, and Israel were involved. I also have a theory why Israel and Saudi Arabia seem to be so close, even with this new agreement they made with the Gulf States and all that. My theory that there's some part of Judaism, maybe having to do with that the Zohar, or what's that called? Something with the Talmud or something like that. And Wahhabi Islam, not all of Islam, but Wahhabi Islam, basically tied into the Saudis. I believe there's a connection somewhere there. I don't know where, how. I've tried to look it up. Some people say it may have to do with the Khazaria, that they might have all come at one time. A lot of them might have come
Khazaria.
The Saudis. It might have something to do with Turkey, you know, with the Turkic tribes that came and conquered a lot of Central Europe and Central Asia, you know, back in, I don't know, 1,000 years ago or so. And
yes.
or what it might be. Okay. I looked up something about the Khazarians. They were a tough, very fierce tribe that were animist first, and then they converted to Judaism, and they actually kept the Christians and the Islamists apart so they wouldn't fight. They actually stopped Islam from spreading from that part of coming from the deserts of Saudi Arabia into Central Europe. They actually stood there as a buffer. And I don't know what happened. They seemingly the empire just folded at some point. I guess like most empires do. But I think there is some kind of tie in there. It may have to do with the Talmud and parts of the Quran. I don't know, but I suspect something, because now you see this new agreement they have. It just seems to me that if they're too cozy together. I don't think this is something new, what's going on now. I think this has been going on for a while. It was just a pretend thing that the Israelis and the Saudis hated each other. And they never had a war together, if you notice. There was never any war.
Yes.
Saudi Arabia never joined any of the wars in 48, 60, what, 67, 70, you know, the was 73, or any of the other. The Saudis have never been involved in that. They've stayed at this. I suspect there might be something involved there. I don't know, Blake. I'm not a historical expert. I'm not a religious expert. Maybe somebody else would know. I don't know. But as far as Ryan Dawson, that's all he's trying to do. I just want to add one thing about Mattis. Understand something about Mattis. And also about, I call him Petraeus, or General Bilderberg, because he goes to Bilderberg all the time. And also General Kelly. None of these guys were real combat veterans, okay? They all became generals without it. They avoided the Vietnam War one way or the other. Either they were at the academy before, or they, or Kelly, I don't know how, they just didn't send him for he was in for 2 years, so I assume he might have been drafted. And then he came in back later after the Vietnam War was over. Now, I'm not saying you have to be a combat soldier to be a good general. Eisenhower's a perfect example for that. One of the best generals we've ever had, and one of our best presidents, I believe, too. So it doesn't make, but these guys, you know, Mattis was always made out to be this tough, mean, hardcore Marine general. He's not nothing of the sort. I think he's basically a punk, and he's basically a globalist, New World Order type, okay, just like Petraeus and to a lesser degree, Kelly, right? That's what I think of Mattis, right? But people got, because, he was very close, by the way, to Bill Kristol, because I remember Kristol tried to put him up 2016 to run in a late point to run against Trump for the Republican nomination. But Mattis didn't get into it. But Trump stupidly fell for the nonsense, oh, Mad Dog Mattis. I'm going to put Mad Dog Mattis in charge of the Defense Department. You fool, Trump. You put a clown in there, a dangerous clown at that. That's basically all I want to say. I don't know whether I'm going to get any flack from any of the people that, maybe ex-Marines. I'm ex-Army myself. Doesn't really matter. Just because you served in the military doesn't make you Superman. That's all. Okay? And
all right, Mark, we've got to let you go. We got to take another commercial break here. We have another caller waiting on the line, and we will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Welcome back to our show. Here we're going to go back to the phones to Kelly in Austin. Hello, Kelly. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Can you hear me?
I hear you just fine. Uh-huh. You're on the air.
Very good. Okay. With regard to the 911 issue, the debate between needing to know who did it or how they did it, how it was done, you have to know both. If you can't, you can point your finger to someone all you want with regard to a crime such as that. But if you can't establish how it was done, you're not going to get a conviction. Let me liken this to the old Columbo, the old Columbo program. Columbo figured out early on who did something, but he could never bring somebody in until he figured out how it was done. Recall that?
Yeah, I recall that. That's a TV show.
Pardon?
That's a TV show.
I know, but it does get to my point here. And with regard to 911, we might suspect that Israelis were involved in it or somebody else was involved in it, but unless you can demonstrate how they did it, you're not going to get a conviction. They'll walk free. You got to be able to tie the two together.
Well, they've already walked free, and I don't think we're ever going to see them in jail. But what we're talking about here is public perception of 9/11, and that's really what the issue is all about. We're not talking about being able to go back and actually arrest people, put them in handcuffs, and march them off to jail. What we want to do is re-educate the public as to what actually happened on that day.
Well, I agree, but I'm a member of that part of the public who also wants to see people walked off to jail and executed for the stuff. Yeah, I agree. The public perception has suffered horribly over the years about that, and it's very important to re-educate the public here. But you can't just let it go there. Let it go at that, because these people are horrible criminals. They've got to be brought to justice. They've got to be sent to prison. They've got to be executed. I'm sorry, it's that simple. And when you can establish how it was done, then you can certainly get people to understand that this BS story that we've gotten from the government now for 19 years is exactly that. It's just a pack of lies. It will certainly establish that there was a deeply rooted conspiracy to pull that off. That was a very good program yesterday, Mike. I think that hour was one of the best hours I've heard on your program in a very long time. And I've heard
thank you.
Many good ones, but that was very good. Thank you for having him on.
All right. Well, thank you very much, and thank you for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Steve in West Virginia. Hello, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Yeah. Hey, Mike. How you doing? Listen, I got two things real quick. The first one's just a comment. I was listening to a program out of New York the other day, and they're talking about that there's some local poll within New York City that says Trump is within 4 points of winning that state. Is that believable?
Yes, it's very believable.
I think so. I think he's going to come close to winning California, too. I don't know how they could steal the election from him. I think the NSA or whoever's behind him, somebody's behind him, because he didn't get there by himself. The American people helped him, but somebody else, some type of intelligence agency or network is behind him. And, if they decide, like I said before on your show a couple of weeks ago, if they decide to cheat, everybody's just, their calculation is that the Democrats are going to cheat. But what happens if Trump cheats with the electronic voting? I mean, how are they going to, they can't figure that out. So I think, if there's something I just don't know about, it looks like Trump is going to walk away with this thing easily if he's within 4 points of a New York poll. Mike, the other thing I want to say real quick, and then I'll get off the line for other callers. I think I told you before, I spent 6 years in the U.S. Marines as a combat engineer in an engineer battalion, and I got to agree with Mark from North Carolina. Most of the officers, especially the flag officers, they once you get above lieutenant colonel, I mean, they're weenies. I mean, they sit in tents and drink scotch at night when we're out in the field. They're small and scrawny in stature. I'm not impressed with Mattis or any of these guys. I think the people's perception was all programmed into them. From television, but these officers are weenies. I mean, we haven't won a war in a long time. They haven't done anything special. When we were out for PT and runs, I mean, enlisted people beat the hell out of them as far as physical fitness. So I just they don't impress me at all. I don't, even when I go to the VA, if I deal with a former officer, I don't give them any more respect than I do to somebody that was an enlisted, somebody that was a private. So that's just what I want to say, Mike. Thanks a lot.
All right. Well, thanks an awful lot for the phone call. The phone lines are now open, 800-313-9443. Getting on back to the war news, international news, if you will. Trump is claiming that the United States has a secret nuclear weapon capability that Russia and China don't even know exists. And he basically said, and this was part of his interview with Bob Woodward, I have built a weapon system that nobody's ever had in this country before. We have stuff that you haven't seen or heard about. We have stuff that Putin and Xi Jinping are unaware of. Maybe. Would certainly explain where some of that missing money has gone over in the Pentagon. We're talking trillions of dollars that were unaccounted for. All righty. Let's see. We have another caller on the line, Rick in Arizona. Hello, Rick. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Can you hear me, Mike?
I can hear you. You're on the air.
Okay. Yeah, I was just, you just mentioned Trump and his nuclear weapons program. All I got to say is, sure, Don, 9-11 goes, it's going to be another year to go on by. It'll be the same crap. I just want to say one more thing before I get off the air. If you're going to vote for Trump, be prepared for this scorpion to sting you again. You know, Trump is the ADL audience, and before he came to power in the United States, everybody had freedom on the internet, and nobody has any freedom on the internet now. And if you reelect him, he's going to finish the job. You're going to find out all sorts of people are going to get shut down. Okay, maybe even people.
Well,
on
they're
RBN.
Being shut down now, but they're being shut down by left wingers.
No, Trump is in charge here. Okay, Trump is the administrator.
I seriously doubt that.
Yeah, okay, Mike. Well,
you know, Trump relied on a free internet to win in 2016, and I think he needs the free internet to win in 2020.
You know, Mike, if you're going to vote for Trump, you're throwing the Palestinians under the bus. And you've been a big Palestinian promoter for years. Now you're just going to throw them under the bus? Trump's buddies.
Well, I certainly can't see Biden in the White House or Kamala Harris as president.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we're down to the lesser of two evils.
Don't vote. Vote for the National Justice Party, Mike Ina, Eric Stryker, those guys. We need a new wave of people coming up from below. We don't need this crap anymore. Just don't vote, but wait for Trump. You vote for him, you're going to get stung again. The scorpion's on your back, you frog.
All right. Well, thank you for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Dustin in New Jersey. Hello, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, you know my thing. You know, it's all the same, left, right, up, down. Doesn't matter who you vote for. The system will remain, guys. You guys are arguing. I'm going to vote for Biden. I'm going to vote for Trump. But you know what? Nothing has changed. You know, if you look, the arrests, the indictments, they're not coming. Mattis is not. Come on, guys. Mattis? Yeah, Mattis is not going to be arrested. I mean, what world do you guys live in? You know? Hello? You think Mattis is going to be arrested, Mike? You think anything's going to happen to Mattis? He's part of the establishment. This all is the establishment, guys. I hate to break it to you, but, you know, before we were born, we had this kind of a system, you know, so nothing's going to be fixed, you know. By the way, Mike, you know, did you read that Zero Hedge report about how China is stockpiling, like, large amounts of commodities? Did you see that article?
Yeah, I read that report. They're expecting a global crash.
Exactly. But do you notice what has been created here? You know, like, I look and I think, I'm like, you know what? We have this pandemic. I know some of your listeners think it's not as bad as, you know, as it is. But what, you know, we had basically a system that was basically, we could have built from that, right? Like, we know, like, the masks, weren't they supposed to be all made here? All the masks being made here, all this other stuff. But you know what, Mike? I went to Walmart a couple of days ago.
Yes.
The masks on the shelves, guess where they're made?
China.
Yeah, it's bunk. It's bunk, man. Nothing's been. And you heard his talk today, right? The ventilators are all being made here. We're going to give them to, what, India? right? Yep. I mean, this is all bunk, guys. The virus is real, but this is all, other than that, is bunk. Nothing, there's no manufacturing going on here. I mean, today they didn't even vote. They voted, and it was dropped down. They didn't have enough votes to get any aid to us. The suckers and the chumps, Mike. You saw that, right? They basically threw us under the bus, Mike.
Yes.
They basically, you know that, right? Like, they basically didn't vote on a bill to get any money out for the... it's a 20% unemployment rate. It's not... Mike, do you actually think it's like a 4% unemployment? It's 20%.
Guys. No, I don't. We know the unemployment numbers have been rigged going back for years and years, because the long-term unemployed are put in a separate category.
And, Mike, that was going on since the financial crisis, 2008, so we know that.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
But I'm saying, like, they just walk away. And what about the people who are, like, in bad shape? Unemployment, you know, like, being kicked out. And, you know, they put a moratorium, you know, I think they talked about that earlier, some of your listeners, upon people being evicted. But
yes.
Is that being enforced? You know, they're just being kicked out. You know.
Well, we don't know if it's being enforced or not. I mean, they've got the moratorium there, and supposedly there are serious penalties for landlords who break that. But again, we don't know how effective that's being. But we're looking at something like 50% of American households are not meeting their bills right now.
Yeah, how are you supposed to have a stable economy then? Like the whole system, like, is FUBAR. It's FUBAR.
Well, you know, prior to the economic crisis in 2008, 60% of our economy was consumer spending, and now, of course, consumer spending has completely and utterly collapsed.
That's right, Mike. Consumption. It's the gears in the gear system. If the gear stops, and I think that's where we're at. You know, I think this country, if you look at China, Mike, they already recovered from this virus,
yes,
basically. You know, their GDP was up. Ours is not recovered. And just if you think about it, our manufacturing was this crap to begin with, right? It's like there's just nothing being fixed or improved. What happened to the infrastructure bill, guys? You know, again, infrastructure bill, arrest, indictments, this, that. Nothing's going on. It's not going to go on with Biden. It's not going to go on with Trump. You know, and that's why I keep saying I'm staying home, because it's the system is finished. But we, as we know it, as a system, Mike, is done.
It's coming apart.
I don't think it can be repaired.
We have to start thinking, you know, there's going to be a new nation forming in this land, and we better be the ones in charge of setting it up.
And before I get, I'm going to call tomorrow, talk about coronavirus. You know about Britain, they have the whole no more 50 people gathering at 6 because it's spreading over here again. And winter's coming, guys.
Yes.
Mike, you and your wife, Mark, Tom, Joe, you know, Don from Arizona, get your crap in order for the winter, okay?
Yes.
Because it's the unknowns. Isn't that what Donald Rumsfeld said, the known unknowns? We don't know.
Or the unknown unknowns.
The unknown unknowns.
Well, I think
unknowns.
It's going to be an early and hard winter, so we're getting ready.
Yeah. Mike, have a good night.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Jim in New York. Hello, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi, Mike. I totally agree with Rick in Arizona. I think after Trump's reelected, which I think he will be, we're really going to get stung bad by Trump. As I've always said, you know, my thought is I think Trump was selected, and it was to put people to sleep, particularly the middle America. And I think the establishment, or at least some of the establishment, wants Trump. You know, these riots are actually helping Trump.
Yes,
and
they are.
The intelligence agencies, I believe, are behind these fake events, the George Floyd fake, to get people riled up and to create these riots. And I think that helps Trump. So I think at least some people in the intelligence agencies want Trump to win. And, you know, I will give some credit to Trump. I'm a big critic of him. I won't vote for him or Biden. I'll vote for a third party, the most anti-war third party there is. But I do agree with him on calling the media fake news and the enemy of the people, because they really are fake news. And it's incredible how they can, like, whip up riots anytime they want. They can take an incident in Rochester that happened in March, and they can just pull it off the shelf, show a video on all the networks, and there's your riots. And
yeah, that was kind of suspicious the way that happened. Anyway, Jim,
I had another point, if I could.
All right, well, then stay on hold. Don't hang up. We'll come back to you after we work from our sponsor.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hear ye, hear ye. ConstitutionOnTrial.com presents the most important question for our generation. Is the United States Constitution biblical? Witness the prosecution and defense of the United States Constitution on trial, live and unscripted at the Maranatha Retreat Center in Everton, Missouri, and streamed live on YouTube. For the prosecution, Ted Weiland, pastor, Bible teacher, and author of Bible Law versus the United States Constitution, The Christian Perspective. Versus for the defense, Brent Allen Winters, a practicing lawyer and author of Excellence of Common Law in Light of History, Nature, and Scripture. Is the United States Constitution biblical? Live and unscripted at the Maranatha Retreat Center in Everton, Missouri, and live streamed on YouTube. Saturday, September 19th from 6:30 till 9:30 p.m. Come one, come all. This most important event is free to attend and streamed live on YouTube. Go to ConstitutionOnTrial.com.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
Welcome back to our show here. We're finishing up with Jim in New York. You had one more point to make?
Yeah. I give credit to Trump, the fake media, the enemy of the people. And I think he underestimated. You know, they keep selling this narrative, you know, blacks are victims of crime. It's really the other way around. But, you know, if you control the media, you control the mind. Even some of your callers, like the New Yorker who lives in North Carolina, like every time a black criminal gets shot, whether real or fake, he always calls in, you know, whining about it. But he's being led by the nose by what the media tells him to get all upset about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you remember the story of the woman Ashley Anderson, 20-year-old girl, and her father murdered by a black in South Carolina over a fender bender.
Yes.
The media totally blacked it out. And the New Yorker in North Carolina, he'll never call and complain about that. You know, so we're being led, even some of your audience, ignore the media. The media assume it's all fake news. Assume it's fake. Because they tell you what to get upset about and what to ignore. And Tom's right. Tom in Florida is right. Sadly to say, black crime has been through the roof for decades. And the black on non-black rapes, it's in the thousands, thousands. So the TV is all lies. And on that note, thank you for taking my call and have a great day.
Thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Ramon in Texas. Hello, Ramon. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Doing fine.
Hey, I just had one quick, I guess, idea. And actually, I've got two or three, but let's go over the first one.
We're almost out of time here, so I better rush.
Right. So the thing about the voting and the fraud and the riots and the takeover of the government and all that other stuff could be easily resolved. There's a system that the military has in place for voting from abroad when you're serving abroad, and it's very much utilizable for recognizing every vote and counting every vote and having people only vote once and so on and so forth. So, if we wanted to settle this, all Trump would have to do is just institute that executive order or whatever, and then there wouldn't be any questions. And you actually get the results instantaneously. So,
well, we certainly need to do something because our voting system is an absolute joke. And, of course, the people who profit from our voting system being as messed up as it are, they don't want to change the system. Anyway, Ramon, thank you for the call. We got to let you go. And my apologies to the callers waiting online who didn't get on the air, but we have run out of time. Please stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please spread the word of RBN. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please donate. We need your help to keep doing what we're doing. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease Off?
Go to easeoff.com, EAZEOFF.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new Easy 4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC. Somersville, Missouri. 417-932-6419.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.